God wants for me what I want for myself. No, God wants for me what I want for myself. What do I want for myself? I have the opportunity to think about what I want for myself and to speak about what I want for myself and claim what I want for myself. But what do I really want for myself? It's so easy to say I want everything that the world has to offer. It's so easy to say that this is a wonderful world, it's a wonderful life, and I want everything. But do I really? Do I really know what I want for myself? Well, until I know what I want for myself, I cannot have it. There is no way for me to have what I want for myself until I know what it is that I want for myself. Now, I might say I would like to live in my ideal spiritual mind and body, my ideal spirit mind and body, my ideal self. I'd like to live in that awareness of my ideal self and live in that ideal self all the time. And as I live in that ideal self, then that's the greatest gift that I could ever give to myself. That's the greatest gift that I could ever be aware of. Now, why do I say I give the gift to myself when all things are of God, all things are of the divine, all things are from that which comes beyond anything I can understand? So I say to myself, no, God wants for me what I want for myself. If I cannot realize what it is that I want for myself, there's very little chance that I'll have of experiencing that for myself. Now, does that mean that I know the person I'd like to fall in love with? I know what my children are going to be like. I know what my home is going to be like. I know what my country is going to be like. I know what my life is going to be like. I know that all of the peace, the happiness, the harmony. I know the talents that I'm going to express. I know the magic that I'm going to have in my life. Oh, no, not at all. Those are just incidentals. First, I say, I am the divine. All that is good and beautiful is what I am. I am all that I could ever want to be right now. I am whole and perfect. I am my original purity and integrity. And my original purity and integrity is that which is good and beautiful about the world and about me. And no matter what I think, no matter what I say, I am always acting upon what my original purity and integrity is. Now, I cannot perhaps tell you in so many words what my original purity and integrity is, but I know my original purity and integrity is very wonderful, very fabulous, very beautiful, very marvelous indeed. So if I can just say, all is in divine order, that's what I want for myself. I want all to be in divine order for myself. I want to live in that happiness and that joy and that peace and that harmony that is myself. All is in divine order. Now, do I know what divine order is? I know when I am in divine order, I feel very good about myself. When I am feeling good about myself, I like my world and I like everything I have created in my world. When I feel good about myself, I feel that life is a fabulous experience of just one more beautiful thing coupled on top of another, and I am so happy. I am so filled with joy. I am so filled with peace. Yes, that's what happens to me. That's what happens to me when I know that God wants for me what I want for myself. So what I want for myself is my original purity and integrity to be realized in my life now, in this life, in this experience. Do I want to go on from dimension to dimension and experience life? Do I want to go on to the multiple dimensions of life that I conceive of? I can tell you one thing. The multiple dimensions of life are a human creation. and not a divine creation. I do not want to live on many dimensions of life, in alternate universes, and all these glorious things that I have the ability to think about. And the reason I don't want to go onto them is because I am looking forward to seeing myself expressing my divine reality, expressing the reality that I am, the allness that I am, and the nowness that I am, the isness, the nowness, here, this moment. I'm not thinking of dying or being born. I'm not thinking of living in another dimension. I'm not thinking living another lifetime. I'm not thinking of having a happy hereafter. I'm going into heaven, because there is no heaven. Heaven exists in the allness. Heaven exists in the oneness. Heaven exists in the now. And heaven exists right where I am. And the closer I am to seeing myself being my original purity and integrity, seeing myself living up to who I really am, the closer I am to seeing that, the closer I am to being the allness. Now, if I said to you, you are the allness, whatever it is that comes into your thought, you're experiencing right now. Whatever it is that you choose to dream about, you're experiencing right now. Whatever it is, whoever it is, however it is, God wants for me what I want for myself. And I want to be an expression, an awareness of my divine beingness. I am aware of who I am. I am aware of my divinity. All is in divine order now. I'm aware of that. And as I'm aware of that, I experience it. And as I experience it, wow, do I feel great. Wow, do I feel marvelous. Wow, do I feel that life is more fantastic than anything I could have ever dreamed in all of my dreaming. Because that's who I am. That's what I am. And that's why I am. And nothing else matters. Nothing else matters one tiny little bit, save to be my divine self. Now, are you your divine self? Are you experiencing your divine self? Are you living in the awareness of who your divine self is? Are you truly one as that realization of your divine self? Are you that now? Are you aware that you, as your divine self, are fantastic, glorious, magnificent, beyond any kind of imagination? Yes. As you are that, as you live that, as you express that, then you can say, I know God wants me. God wants for me what I want for myself. And what I want for myself is to be divine. What I want for myself is to be fulfilled. What I want for myself is to be all that is right now. Now, I don't necessarily understand it. I don't have to. I just say, all is in divine order now. If I see an incident in my life and I say, all is in divine order now, then that incident and its perfect expression takes place. And all is in divine order right now, and that incident is fulfilled in divine order right now. So I say, I know God wants for me what I want for myself, and I want to be aware of and expressing my divine self right now, because that's all that really matters. And I want this for you too, because this is how I create my creation, fulfilled, revealed, glorious now. And you can claim it for yourself if you wish. But as far as I'm concerned, that's what you already are right now, and that's what you are forevermore. Live in that awareness, live in that reality, and delight in it, and know with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.